Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The winds of change are blowing through Raider Nation, and Silver and Black Today keeps you up to date with the latest news and views about your Las Vegas Raiders.
Touchdown, Las Vegas!
With insights, opinions, and interviews, we're on the cutting edge of what's happening now. Now, with the latest on your Raiders and the NFL, your hosts, Scott Gulbranson and Mo Moten.
Welcome back, Raider Nation, to Silver and Black Today, an Odyssey original podcast. And for those of you listening to us on the Bet in Las Vegas, welcome to our over-air listeners in Las Vegas, the home of your Raiders. Of course, thanks. It's just the Bet now. It used to be the Fan. We had the Bet. There's two stations. Now it's the Bet Las Vegas under one banner. So thank you for joining us there as well. If you're listening to us on the podcast, we appreciate it as always. Do us a favor. Make sure you subscribe to the Odyssey Original Podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, just search Silver and Black Today and you will find us there. And for those of you watching us on YouTube, thank you again. Always good times in the chat. You can also follow us there. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube. That helps us out considerably. And of course, you can see us there, which is phenomenal. Well, not as phenomenal as like sex symbols, but nonetheless, you get the idea. Don't forget, though, you hit subscribe. We appreciate that. But you got to hit the notifications bell. So every time a new video is put up there on the YouTube channel, then you're able to get notified of that as well. So we appreciate that and certainly appreciate you guys always being with us here on Silver and Black Today. Just a quick note, today Mo Moten is on assignment, so he will not be with us. He'll be back next week as well. So those of you who only like to listen to Mo, you could probably tune out now. Of course, I know you don't all do that, but nonetheless, my broadcast partner is off today doing a Bleacher Report assignment. So we'll talk about that when he gets back. But lots to get to today on the show as well. Of course, the Raiders, they are again at the center of conversation around a quarterback, right? So Derek Carr is now a New Orleans Saint, right? And so from now on, the Raider conversation is going to be about who is going to be the Raiders quarterback. Of course, we've talked about that extensively here. And now everybody out there, a lot of you in Raider Nation, as I'm watching social media, of course, Lamar Jackson was a non-exclusive tag of the Baltimore Ravens earlier in the week. That means that teams can give him an offer. The Ravens have to match it, or they lose him and they gain two first round draft picks, one this year, one next year, from the team who comes to an agreement, if they can come to an agreement with Lamar Jackson. So a lot of you out there are salivating, you want Lamar Jackson. And I want to get into that because I've had some arguments, and I say arguments, I use that term loosely, some heavy discussions with some of you in social media about this. Because, listen, Lamar Jackson, I've said it, and again, I get these people coming on YouTube and telling me I said things that I never said. But in reality, you can go back and listen to any show you want where we talk about quarterbacks, And I've always been a Lamar Jackson fan. Don't have any problem to admitting that, saying I really like the guy. I think he's a talented individual, a good quarterback who needs to get better. Of course, the MVP year, you can't argue with what he did. But, and there is a big but in there, because here's the deal, folks. You want to give Lamar Jackson, reportedly now, this is reported, we haven't heard this from Lamar Jackson, who's representing himself as his own agent, by the way. We haven't heard it from him, but apparently he wants $250 million guaranteed. He wants a Deshaun Watson contract. The Cleveland Browns were dumb enough to give Deshaun Watson a fully guaranteed $234, $235 million contract. So Lamar Jackson says, that's the market. That's where I need to be. I need to make more money than Deshaun Jackson, who hasn't played in a couple of years, of course, because of the sexual assault allegations against him. So you have Lamar Jackson. No question this guy's an athlete and significantly talented. But here's the but. The but is he's missed 33% of his games over the final 2 years. The last 2 years, I should say. Okay? 11 of 35 games. And December, January, the past two seasons, he's played one full game. One full game. That's it. So I ask you, and I've been telling you and arguing with you online, the Raiders should go nowhere near Lamar Jackson. Not because he's not talented. The guaranteed money scares me, yes. Because the Cleveland Browns made a mistake doesn't mean all the owners should. Yeah, I know. I hear all of you, collusion, collusion, collusion. Maybe, just maybe, the owners, and I don't go to bat for owners very often, but maybe the owners are like, hell no. We can't start giving all these guys guaranteed contracts. Because if we do that, that's going to blow everything up. It's going to blow up the market. It's going to, lots of things can happen there. So with that said, Lamar Jackson is not reliable. Don't tell me about his MVP year. That's the past. Give me recency. Give me what he's done in the last two seasons. And I'll tell you, he's not on the field enough. You guys criticized Darren Waller for being out with injury a lot the last 2 years. Deshaun Watson too, except he's a quarterback who wants $250 million. So I don't understand. I understand the talent. He has unquestioned talent. Although Baltimore, yes, you can say they're changing their offense this year, which they are. Baltimore doesn't throw the ball. Baltimore is so bad in the passing game with Lamar Jackson as quarterback. I'm not saying it's his fault. I'm just saying facts. That receivers want to get the hell out of there. Like Hollywood Brown, who was best friends with Lamar Jackson, said, get me out of here. Because if you're a wide receiver, why the heck you want to go to Baltimore? You don't get passes. It is a graveyard for receivers. Yes, you can say they haven't given Lamar Jackson enough receivers, but who the hell wants to go there? Unless you draft a rookie, you're not going to get somebody to come to Baltimore where Lamar Jackson doesn't throw the ball very well. He can run the heck out of the ball. And that's where it's at. So now the Baltimore Ravens tag them, and everybody wants to make an issue out. I'm going to start with that, first of all, before I get into the Raider-specific thing. I've seen everything from owner collusion to racism on Lamar Jackson. Well, why? And all this righteous indignation from journalists and fans. Lamar Jackson gets nothing and Daniel Jones gets his deal. Well, it's two different situations. You can't treat the same the different. You're trying to make false equivalencies. It's false equivalency. You cannot do it. Different situations. By the way, the Ravens have done nothing wrong. The Ravens have treated Lamar Jackson with respect as far as tagging him. They've said all along, we want you here. We need to come to an agreement on a deal. So we're going to tag you. Now, they did do the non-exclusive tag, which says if somebody gives him $250 million and they're not willing to do it, then, yeah, they must be in a position where they're, hey, we'll walk away from them. But what it does is it sets the market. If somebody says, hey, we're going to give Lamar Jackson $220 million offer, and Lamar Jackson says, okay, then that's what the Ravens have to pay to do it. If it's $250 million, if it's $200 million, if it's $190 million, whatever the number is, they're going to have to match it or they let him go. But clearly they're comfortable with being in that position. And they're using it as a mechanism to understand what's somebody else willing to pay.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Because the owners, no matter how much money they make, they want to win. So they're not going to give a guy guaranteed $250 million. Like, fully guaranteed contracts in the NFL are very rare. That's why the Deshaun Watson deal by Haslam up in Cleveland pissed everybody else off. Because what are you doing? Okay, now, for those of you who want the players to have fully guaranteed contracts, which would tear up the league, by the way, and your teams would be awful for years and years, you're saying you love it. They should have guaranteed money. The NBA guys jump in, get guaranteed money like us, when it's a completely different game, different issues, different economics. NBA should just be quiet because they don't know what they're talking about. So anyway, so you look at this situation, Lamar Jackson, to me, you can go back to the MVP year, but if I'm the Raiders, do I want a guy who's missed every game but one in December? When do teams make their run for the playoffs? What are the most important games? When do you see elite quarterbacks, which I believe Lamar Jackson is, when do you see elite quarterbacks do their best and play their best for their teams? December and January. He's played in one game in 2 years. And he wants $250 million for that. Now, if he had two MVP-like seasons the past 2 years and he played 15 or 17 games a year, okay, then he could probably get the money and Baltimore would probably be doing whatever they want right now with him and it would be a done deal. But that's not the case. You can't go off it. He has been injury prone. So I have a problem not giving him $250 million overall. I have a problem $250 guaranteed for a guy who can't stay on the field. Somebody came after me on Twitter. Well, you're just using the years he was injured. Well, he had COVID one of those games. No, it's the last two seasons. Doesn't matter the reasons. He wasn't on the field. So the Raiders, who need a quarterback, and we know their approach, I think, is going to be a Jarrett Stidham plus a rookie. A lot of you want them to go. Everybody wants the shiny object. Everybody wants that superstar. Nobody wants to develop that superstar. And that's how you win long-term in the NFL, i.e. look at Buffalo, look at Kansas City. Okay? So you, and Cincinnati, by the way. So you look at those teams, that's how you do it. Instead, a lot of you want it now. You want Lamar Jackson because he's an amazing talent. I understand that. But it would be a bad move for the Raiders. I don't think they do it. And not because Mark Davis doesn't have enough money, which of course is one of the familiar refrains in social media around this issue, but that's not it. The issue is the money. The issue is the availability. If you can't play, then it doesn't matter how good your talent is. It's not worth it. The risk is way too high for this team. To me, this team's got to focus on the future, and they got to focus on a rookie contract for a quarterback, a midline veteran, which Jarrett Stidham, we'll see what he can do. If that's the direction they go, and just roll with it. Build up that defense, do whatever else you got to do. So that's it. So Lamar Jackson, sorry. The Jackson drama, the indignation over him and not getting, how dare they, you know, save it. It's BS, and you know it. It's not racial. It's not collusion. It's called smart business. Disagree with me? I really don't care, but that's my take on Lamar Jackson, and I don't believe he's anywhere near the Las Vegas Raiders. All right. Appreciate that. That is the segment number one here on this edition of Silver and Black Today. When we come back, we're going to get into some more issues around the Raiders, especially Josh Jacobs. Yes, Josh Jacobs was tagged by the Raiders. We'll talk about that, why it's different than the Lamar Jackson tag. Of course, it's a different type of tag. And the conversation coming out of Henderson is much more positive around Josh Jacobs perhaps getting a new contract before the deadline in July. So we'll talk about that when we return. Also, the third segment today is our mailbag segment. So we're going to get to your mail in Raider Nation. We'll answer some of your questions. This is Scott Colbranson. This is Silver and Black Today, an Odyssey Original Podcast. Don't go anywhere.